Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hello and welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio, and I hope you've been listening to the show every night. I hope you check me out on YouTube. I hope you check out my website, and I'm going to give you all the ways on how to check me out and what I do. And you're going to find the theme of 1160 in pretty much everything I have. You can reach me personally by phone at 630-338-1160. Find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. And then probably the best way to look me up is just Google Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. And you'll see Google reviews, Yelp reviews, all kind of reviews. I hope you like what you see. And it'll give you ways to kind of check me out before you make that phone call, if you'd like. But you've probably heard me on the radio for about 12 years now, and thank you so much. Today, we have a special guest, and if you've listened to the past shows, you've heard him. He is Jack, and he's my underwriter for the loans that just don't fit the normal, you know, square peg, square hole. That makes sense? Maybe it doesn't make sense. But you know what I'm talking about. It's those clients that just, you know, they called the banks and they're getting turned down for a reason. They don't debt ratio. Their credit scores aren't enough. They don't, you know, there's a whole arrangement of ways or reasons why you wouldn't qualify. These are programs Jack's going to offer and talk to us about. They're quality clients, but they just have I won't say a unique, but it is somewhat of a unique situation on why they're stuck not being able to get a mortgage. So welcome, Jack. Tell us a little about yourself. You know, if you've listened in the past, you've heard Jack on the show, and he's hopefully going to be a guest a lot, kind of going over programs that help people that are in need of help, that go to the bank and get the door shut on them. So welcome.
Great. Thanks for having me back, Dan. The industry has really evolved over the 25 plus years that I've been in it. And
dude, you're old.
I am. At least my body tells me I am. You know, my mind, I'm 16, yeah. But you know, my body tells me otherwise. But this industry is ever evolving.
Yeah.
You know, when you look back, you know, that many years ago, I mean, rates were, up in the, double digits.
Yeah.
They've come down as low as, 3%.
Yeah. I looked back just recently. I had actually a friend of mine. I got him a loan, and he called me. He said, hey, I was looking to refinance to get rid of my PMI. I looked up his rate. It was a 30-year fixed rate at 3.25.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, dude, you never have to refinance ever again in the future, ever, unless the world just ends. So, right. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, you can say as a consumer is whatever you're looking at right now, it's going to be different in a couple of years
from
now. You know, I mean, in the world of economics, you know, there's the ebbs and flows that go. You know, the stock market's up, the stock market's down. Mortgage rates are up, mortgage rates are down. Auto rates are up, auto rates are down. So, I mean, there's always something that's going to happen that's going to trigger things. And, you know, the one thing that as a consumer, you want to make sure that you're informed enough to make sure that you have available any options that are to you, depending on what it is that you're looking to do.
And the products that we offer right now, and Jack's the underwriter on those for us. Today's show, what we're going to talk about is investment properties or investment loans. When this guideline came out to me, I was flabbergasted. I'm like, it can't be. It's too good to be true. If you're an investor, you have real estate, you got to stay tuned. And Jack is going to be in both segments today, and we're going to dig into this. So again, if you have rental properties, stay tuned. Turn up the volume. Call your friends. If anybody has real estate as an investment, please stay tuned and listen to what he has to say. Go over in detail as much as you can the investor cash flow program.
Absolutely. So this is probably my favorite program that's out there. So when you've got an investor who is a seasoned investor or somebody who wants to just get into investing, you know, oftentimes the properties will prevent you from qualifying because you take advantage, again, of the tax laws, like the previous, you know, one we went over with bank statement, you know, programs.
Yes.
But, you know, for an investor, you know, why you would definitely want to, you know, use this program. So let's just say you wanted to go to a bank and get a loan, you know, a small bank, and you're you know, it's not a $5 million loan that Bank of America wants anything to touch you with. So you go to a small, you know, bank, and they say, all right, well, let's see your financials. And you supply them, and it shows you write everything off. Well, that bank may still do a loan for you. However, if they're going to do a loan for you, they're also going to cross-collateralize that against your primary residence, potentially additional rental properties you have. You're going to give a personal guarantee for that loan that if that loan goes bad, they can go after every single asset you have to recoup their money. And, you know, they're only going to give you a 12 to a 36 month term, typically, especially if you're new, because they want to see how you're going to perform on their books. And even if you perform well, when it comes time to renew, they may say, you know what, we don't want to renew this. This isn't the type of paper we want on our books anymore. And then you're left scrambling trying to find anything that you can. So if you go to a traditional, you know, lender like a Chase or someone, you know, the typical lenders out there don't want you to have more than 5 to 10 financed properties. So this program we're going to talk about today allows you to have, now listen to this, an unlimited number of financed properties, which is just enormous.
Whoa.
Yes, it's incredible. Plus, it doesn't qualify off of tax returns, or there's no debt to income ratio, meaning that we're not looking at your income at all to qualify for these loans. So I'm going to get into a couple of the breakdowns on how the program works. So one of the major factors is you have to own a primary residence. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to own a home that you live in. If you don't, then this program is not for you. However, most investors, they do own a home, whether they're a new investor wanting to get into it or a seasoned investor. So, you know, some of the other caveats. You have to be 2 years out, only 2 years out, from any major event. So if you go to a bank, they're typically want to see you're 7 years out from any major event. You had a foreclosure, you know, come see us in 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, for us, you only need to be 2 years out. So we also want to see that you can handle your bills. So on all mortgages that you have, again, you can have an unlimited number of finance properties. We want to see that all mortgages are 0x30 for the last 2 years, meaning that you have not had any mortgage lates in the last 24 months. We also want to see that you have consumer debt. Now, we do consider rental properties as additional trade lines for that consumer debt, or it could be car loans, student loans, credit cards, you know, anything of that such, that you have no late payments for the last 2 years. They have to be currently open and active for 2 years, and that's at least three trade lines. And again, that could be an investment property that you have.
Okay.
So that's basically the major credit criteria. For credit scores, you're only required to have a 660 credit score. That's not that high for this type of program.
Seriously.
It's a no-income loan. So basically, we want somebody who's got, you know, decent credit, you know, a solid history for at least the last 2 years, that is either looking to buy something or cash out on something, you know, that they currently own.
So they can, it's not only to buy, you can go and cash out and just get cash?
Correct.
Wow.
Yes. So again, but
there is another program out there that I became aware of, similar to this, but it was basically you had, the only time you can cash out is you'd have to basically rehab the house or put it back in the, I didn't understand it. And the biggest joke around the office is they have this program, but it's really not there. And that's our joke, is like, it, you can't really qualify because if you're cashing out, it made no sense at all. I'm just throwing that out there. So to be able to cash out and just get cash, pay off bills, do whatever you want, that's phenomenal.
Yes. And, you know, typically, if you rehab the house, these are not fix and flip loans.
Right.
So if you're a rehabber that's looking to do this, is not the mindset of this. However, if you need cash for a rehab and you have other properties that have equity in them, you can cash out on those, again, using no income.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. What is we call it seasoning. How long do you have to own a property before you can do this? Here's an example. Had a buyer buy it in middle of the year. And it's the latter. I'll say it's the latter part of the year. They bought it for $20,000, rehabbed it. Now it's worth $80,000. and they have that 20 grand that they owed on it. Now they want to cash out, pay that off, and now use that other money to do some other stuff. What's your season? What's the duration of time you have to own the house?
So to use the new appraised value on an investment property that was recently done, we need 12 months.
Okay.
So if you recently rehabbed it, to use the new value again is 12 months.
Okay. Can you do it earlier than that?
You can.
Based on the proof of how much money you put into it?
You can do it on acquisition price, so what you paid for the property,
okay,
plus improvements paid to a general contractor.
Got it, okay.
So if you did the work yourself, we're not going to take
receipts. A lot of times they'll pay them cash as they move along, and they just want to recoup their cash back.
Correct.
So that might work. Okay, got it. Sorry to interrupt you.
No. So
you're on a roll.
I don't know if you're
in a break. We're coming to a break here, quick. I apologize for keep interrupting you, but these are questions. If I have them, I'm sure the listeners have them. So this, please come back. If you're an investor and you have real estate and you're stuck, what I mean by stuck is you can't buy any more properties because you're maxed out. You can't buy any properties because when you have that rental property, there's an income analysis worksheet that we have to do. Most of the time with all the write-offs that you have, you're losing money on that property. You're really not losing money because of the depreciation is a big factor in that. Let's say you depreciated $5,000. Well, that's $5,000 you really didn't lose in monies, but it counts against you. So that's another reason. There's multiple reasons why you might not be able to qualify. So please stay tuned. We're going to dig into this a little deeper, going over to loan to values, how much you need as a down payment or how much can you pull out? There's so much more to come. So please stand by. Again, if you want to reach us personally, call me at 630-338-1160 or check us out on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio, and today we're talking about investment cash flow or investment properties. And basically, we're talking to you out there that have properties that are just kind of stuck. What I mean by stuck, you can't buy anymore. You've gone to the bank and they're like, nope, you got your five. You can't do anymore. You write off and you take advantage of the tax laws and you write off a lot of what you're allowed to write off, creating a negative cash flow. Thus, you can't get approved because of what they call your debt ratio or a whole variety of other things. You are 3 years out of a bankruptcy or 4 years out of a foreclosure or 3 years out of a foreclosure. You're going to get the door shut on you. We're going to open that door for you. And I have Jack here. He's talking about the investment cash flow programs that we have. And this isn't an infomercial. These are programs that we do offer, and we'd love to help you. So if we could be of any help, please call me at 630-338-1160. So Jack, let's get back on to the question I have is, in this, these people qualify on the lease only, or how is the payment, you say there's no really debt ratio, there's no income qualifications. How are they qualifying?
Okay, so how they qualify is, like you said, there is no debt to income ratio. We don't look at income at all. We don't want to see income. So how you qualify is, and your true investor that is used to working with a bank will understand this. We follow a debt service coverage ratio, meaning that we're going to look at what that property rents for. So if you're buying a property and there's no renter in it, we're going to use the market rental analysis from the appraisal when the appraisal is done. If you're doing a refinance, you're going to have the property has to be tenant occupied. So you have to have a tenant in there. And we're going to get a copy of your lease as well as the market rental analysis. We're going to use the lower of the two.
Okay.
So how it works is we use a standard 1-to-1 coverage or a 1% debt service coverage ratio, meaning that if your mortgage payment was $1,000 for easy math and your rents you received were $1,000, you qualify.
Jesus.
There's no percentage.
So there's no
taken.
Expense factor. There's nothing. It's just basically if that payment covers your lease payment or your rent payment covers the mortgage, the principal, interest, taxes, insurance, all the other bells and whistles you have, as long as it's equal to or greater, your income is equal to or greater than
the payment.
Mortgage payment, you're good to go.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Now, what's even crazier is we'll actually go down for somebody who has over a 700 credit score down to a 0.8 debt service coverage ratio. So I'm going to give you a couple examples on this. So if you have a borrower who's receiving $1,000 in rent and their mortgage payment is $1,200, so they're upside down by $200, they qualify. Okay. If you have somebody who's, let's just use a four unit, you know, because we do residential properties only. There's no mixed use, no commercial, but we do residential 1 to 4 units.
Okay.
So let's just say you've got a four unit property and each unit on there gets $750 a month in rent. So you get $3,000 a month coming in rental income, but your mortgage payment, including taxes, insurance, and everything else, is $3,750. So you're upside down by $750. You still qualify.
Because of the 80.
Because of the 80, the 0.8 debt service.
Can you do condos?
We can do condos. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Do they have to be like FHA approved or?
So what we allow for condos is a standard condo is a standard condo. You know, for the most part, we follow Fannie's guidelines for what we want the condo to consist of. However, one of the things that we allow that a lot of other people don't allow, which is huge for investment properties. I'll get a couple of the details on this program in a second. But we will allow, in a non-warrantable condo sense, a building to be 100% investor-owned, meaning that every single unit in a building is owned by an investor.
Wow.
It's an investment property.
Okay.
And they can still buy an investment property in that building as long as no one investor or entity owns more than 15% of the units.
Okay.
So, for example, if there's 100 units in a building and somebody owns 14 units, that's okay. Somebody else owns 13 units, that's okay. However, in that same building, if a different building, you had 100 units and somebody owns 16 units, we wouldn't be able to do it.
How about, is there any exceptions? Here's what I mean. How about if the building is a four, and this is, I've seen it downtown. It's a condo, but it's four units.
Sure. That is okay.
Okay, because so one unit is 25%.
Correct. So
okay.
In that instance, they cannot own more than one unit.
Okay, got it. Yes. Got it. Okay, so there are exceptions. I didn't mean to throw that curveball.
No.
But that's
it's a great question.
Okay,
it's a great question.
It.
I mean, especially in Chicago.
This isn't on my head right now. Employment. Do you have to work?
Technically.
Is it on the application? The job, the time, all the duration of that? Or is the employment not even a question that I ask?
It's nothing that we look at, but okay. We want it on the application. So let's just say you've got somebody who babysits. They're a nanny. They work strictly for cash.
Mm-hmm.
They're a nanny. They've been doing it for 6 years, but we're not looking at income. There's no debt to income ratio.
Okay.
It's a fantastic program.
I can think
program.
Back of how many loans in the last several years. I mean, keep going. This is exact scenario of a typical turndown. The people call you, they have an 800 credit score, never missed a payment in their life, but it just doesn't work.
Right. So, so you'd say, oh, aren't these risky loans? Well, here's
the
thing.
I was going to get it.
So the average loan to value on these loans, depending on the property type. So on a purchase, we'll go up to, on a single family house, we'll go up to 80% loan to value, meaning the borrower has to bring in 20% down.
Okay.
Now, there are no gift funds on this program.
Pure money.
So
your own money.
Has to be the borrower's own money. So
okay.
It's down payment, closing costs. We do these type of loans always require escrows. So the borrower has to escrow for taxes and insurance, plus reserves. They have to have at least 6 months, what they call principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and association dues for reserves as well. Only on the subject property, though.
Oh, that's
so. If they own 100 properties, lots of times investor or banks would want you to have reserves on each one of those properties.
That prohibits us a lot too.
Of course,
because I'll run it, and it's like they're looking to cash out, and they have a couple grand in the bank.
Sure,
can't do it because they have four rental properties. Each one is a $2,500 payment, so they need 6 months of payments. They have to have $50,000 in the bank. If they had $50,000 in the bank, they wouldn't need to refinance and pull out cash.
Exactly.
So, okay, awesome.
So
if you, this is probably somebody out there, the hair standing up on the back of their neck.
Oh, of
others
course.
Be like, well, what's the big deal? You get it if this is hitting home, you get it.
Oh, yes. So here's some of the other great things. Again, if you go to a small bank, they're going to ask, they're going to cross collateralize, they're going to take additional properties. You know, so a typical investor is always hesitant to say, well, I've got this, and this, because they don't want those to be leaned. Another great thing about this program, which is enormous on investment properties across the spectrum, including the bank statement loans that we went over, in another segment, is you can close these loans in an LLC, which is unheard of.
Really?
So the borrower still applies for the loan, qualifies for the loan, and signs for the loan, but it can be deeded or titled in the name of an LLC.
Really?
Sure. The keys on the LLC is it has to be set up solely for investment property. So let's just say you have a self-employed borrower who owns a restaurant, and it's in an LLC, you know, it's Johnny's Euros LLC. We would not allow that to be the LLC that this could be set up in. However, if it's set up solely for rental properties, they can put it in an LLC. Now, the caveat is you cannot have more than two people that are part of the LLC. And if there are two people, both people have to be on the loan and then qualify for the loan.
So if it's currently in an LLC, we can keep it in that LLC and refinance it. See, now every time somebody calls me on that, it's a train wreck because I can't do the loan in a normal financing, conventional financing in the LLC because it's a commercial loan. They have to take it out of that. That's a pain.
Sure.
And then some lenders say, well, now you deeded it out of theirs into theirs. Now we can't take it because you just deeded it into their name. It takes 6 months to. It's just you chase your tail.
Sure.
That's okay. I'm learning stuff too with you guys. So
of course,
and keep going.
Again, remember, these are not for mixed use or commercial loans. You know, these are strictly residential.
But so it could be an LLC, close in an LLC, create an LLC.
Yes.
That's
so
wow.
You know, one of the nice things about this program also is you can actually do a loan amount all the way down to $75,000. So, you know, lots of times it's hard to get, you know, the smaller loans done. You know, that are out there. Because a lot of time in investment properties, they could be, you know, lower value. But we'll also do something, you know, up to $1 million. You know what I mean? Or even higher.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Now we primarily covered purchases. Let's get into, you know, some of the refis real quick. Let's finish the purchase. So on condos, townhouses, and 2 to 4 units, we can go as high as 75% loan to value, meaning the borrower's putting 25% down.
But again, you're qualifying off just the leases.
Correct.
Of the building.
So,
wow.
So then on cash out real quick, you can cash out up to 70% loan to value.
And it's cash. You can do anything you want with the cash.
Correct.
Okay.
On condos, townhouses, 2 to 4 units, or you can cash out up to 75% on a single family home.
Okay.
Now, there are caveats depending on how much cash they're getting in pocket, because we will potentially reduce the loan to value, but it just depends on actual how much cash they're actually getting.
Okay. Good. So, Makes sense. This was awesome. I've learned a lot. Hopefully you've learned a lot. Again, if you're an investor out there and you heard some of the key points to what Jack went over, again, if the hair didn't stand up on the back of your neck, I don't know what's going to make it, because you're getting turned down because of your debt ratios. You're getting turned down because of your time out of a derogatory credit issue. You're getting turned down for a variety of things. You know, you're taking advantage of the tax laws. So that's creating an issue because you have negative cash flow on the building. This is a complete alternative to that. If the lease on the property is equal to or greater than the loan payment, principal, interest, tax, and insurance, you're good. So please call us. Let us help you get into or out of or cash out of some of these rental properties, these investment properties you have. So I greatly appreciate you having you here today, Jack. This again is Dan Freo, The Mortgage Update. Please give us a call. It's 630-338-1160. God bless. Have a great evening. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.